You're listening to SBS News. Cancer researchers want everyone who's diagnosed with bowel cancer to be tested for a genetic condition which, if present, significantly increases cancer risk. Paul Grogan from the Cancer Council New South Wales says Lynch syndrome causes almost 3% of the 16,000 cases of bowel cancer detected in Australia each year.
It's a host of genetic mutations that in the carrier can increase your risk of developing a number of cancers, in particular bowel cancer, and also can be passed on to other people and thereby increasing their risk of developing those cancers.
Paul Grogan says it would be cost-effective to test everyone who contracts bowel cancer for Lynch syndrome as a way of reducing Australia's overall incidence of cancer.
Well, the benefits of this approach is that it would enable us to cast the net wider and find those people who are at risk because of this type of genetic condition. It's important to note, too, that it is only 3% of bowel cancers that are related to Lynch syndrome, but when there are so many bowel cancers diagnosed, and that's more than 16,000 in Australia, that number still stacks up and is significant. So what we're really seeking to do here is to provide that early intervention so that people can go onto surveillance programs if they're at increased risk and avoid getting cancer altogether.
Edwina Sawyer and her brother took the genetic test 10 years ago and both tested positive for Lynch syndrome. They tested because of their family history, which included their mother developing bowel cancer at the age of 23.
Of course, not every case of bowel cancer is going to be a genetic link, environmental, many other reasons. But if the testing were made more readily available, it is a blood test. It's not, I understand it costs more, but it's like anything. If it can save lives, I believe any testing is worthwhile. But people are scared. People don't want to know. There are so many implications when you're diagnosed with a pre-existing condition.
Ms. Sawyer says testing positive for Lynch syndrome has enabled her to take a proactive approach to cancer screening rather than act after symptoms develop.
As we know, many, many cancers, early intervention and prevention this is the difference between being diagnosed with a metastasized cancer and dying or living. So to me, it's a no-brainer, but I understand there's so much fear that people have. They don't want to know, which is why people are ill for some time before seeking medical advice.
Greg Dyatt, SBS News.